Hi there, Salvador. Salvador, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of the services and everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. She also does want me to make this affordable for you. Happy Monday, yeah. By the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going.
Yeah, absolutely. Another Monday. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Now, I know Tara does a really good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people who might not even know the name of your company can find you, find your website, and, of course, with the website, find all the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. We just have to make it easier for people to find that website. And most people make that decision off of what they see on that first page. So we'll do, in part, what's called off-page optimization. We'll link your website to Google and Bing listings, and then, of course, to all the additional destinations and directories that those search engines look for and index when someone does a keyword search. So you'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Are you able to hear me still? You cut out.
Yeah, I got you. Yes. You broke up for a minute.
I'm not sure what happened there. So obviously our job is to make sure that people can find you, make sure that they, anywhere in your service area, they just type in keywords related to your services, and then no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of $249. So bills once a month for that amount. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job or percentage of your profits. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get more eyes on your website and more calls directly to you, maybe instead of paying for leads, is that something you would want for your business?
Well, we just started. So
right.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, but I like to be more into it, just a little bit more longer than, is there any way that we can reach you, like, later on?
Well, how far out are you thinking?
Like I said, we just started, and we're getting to where we kind of like not be too much of a, spinning spree on other stuff.
Sure.
Right now we're using Angie's List.
And how is that service working out for you? I mean, it must be pretty new also, but have you had a chance to get leads, try to follow up those leads?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every now and then, but they're kind of far away, though.
Oh, so you're getting leads that are not as close as you would like, yeah. And maybe the job's a little too small. Well, one thing I can tell you is with us, you're not getting a phone number. You're not chasing down that same potential customer that fixed rate of your competitors are chasing now. You're not going to be in a bidding war. We can also fine-tune where you're being listed. In fact, for a bigger job, it's worth going farther away, but for the most part, we're going to keep you close to home. Target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable to be found. You've already got this great-looking website, and, I look at websites all day long, 5 days a week. This is going to give the people the reasons to call you. Let me ask you this. We can include a website for you. You've got a branding page. It is information about your business, but we want to grab someone's attention. If I can include a custom website for you, multiple pages, multiple tabs, include it at no additional cost to really, showcase your services, put before and after photos on there, make sure that the people who see it know for sure that you do exactly what they're looking for, that you're servicing their area. That way, when someone calls you directly, it's going to be in your service area and something that you want to provide, and it's going to be a high conversion rate. Someone calling you after seeing a custom website, they're looking to hire you. And we can include that website at no additional cost because truthfully, our job is to keep your phone ringing. It's not just to put you on that first page where people can find you. I completely understand your budget is tight. In fact, that's why our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate we offer to the public. This is our platinum package. It's a very strong program. It includes social media as well as search engine optimization. It's listed on our website at $599 a month. Now, at $249, that's almost 60% off. And I'm only able to offer it to you because I've been with the company for almost 13 years as a senior pricing director. I'm often encouraged even to make this affordable enough for our clients to give it the opportunity to work. And whether we build that website or not, that $249 doesn't cover our cost in that first month. We'd have to keep your phone ringing, meaning that you have to get jobs that not only pay for our service, but would help you to pay for Angie's as well. We'd have to earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us. But that's how we kept our doors open for more than 21 years. I mean, I know your money, your budget is tight. Your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard. But it's really my job as a pricing director to make it affordable and then our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. If I can even waive the initial $99 setup fee, $249 is a flat rate out the door, and even include a custom website for you. I mean, is that something you would want for us to do to get your phone ringing and, you know, not just offset the cost of this, but even pay for Angie?
Is that $249 a flat rate? Is it going to stay like that for a while, or is
that
going to go up?
That's a great question. So that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up on you. No matter how long you keep the service, even when you stop being a young business, it is our new business rate. It is a promotional rate for a young company, but not an introductory rate. It really amounts to more of like an assistance program for newer businesses, because we know that this is something of a game changer. It really levels the playing field. You know, you can outcompete the bigger, more established guys when you're on that first page, and especially if we include a website for free, you know, really give the people the reasons to call you. So if you keep the service for 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, even if our price goes up, your price stays grandfathered in at $249, and it is an exact amount. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead or click or call or job or a percentage of your profit. So I know, you know, sometimes with Angie's, it's kind of, you know, hard to manage, or maybe not getting the right types of leads, or the leads are a little too far away. We'll target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And, of course, for bigger jobs, the calls come to you. So you're not, you know, forced to take that job. But if it's profitable for you, you know, if it's a bigger job, even though it might be a little far away, if it's worth you going, you can obviously take that job. Are you servicing any commercial clients, or is this just for residential customers?
Both.
Both. And no real particular preference, right? Work is work as long as you've got calls and jobs coming in.
Exactly.
And we can target, you know, the places where residential, even like higher-end residential clients, or, you know, target the commercial areas to keep your phone ringing. You'll always get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, you know, for the younger companies, they do often allow me to include a website for you at no cost. I mean, you know, like I said, there's really nothing inherently wrong with your website. It just is a little bit basic. There's just not enough reasons for some people to say, this is my guy. You know, they might click their back button. They might look at somebody else's website. You definitely don't want that. You want someone to see your website. You want to grab their attention, draw them in, and then have them hit the click the call button, not their back button. So we can include a website for you at no additional cost. The important thing, though, is that people see it. I mean, some people go the wrong way. I'm glad you didn't go that route. I talk to business owners that say, well, I'm, you know, my website will be done in 6 months. And, you know, they're waiting for months and months and months. They're paying thousands of dollars for some, you know, custom website that looks great, has all the bells and whistles and things like that. But then it's not on the first page of a search. And unless people know the name of that company, they're never going to find that website. So you don't want a fancy billboard on a dirt road. You want something that's going to draw people in, but be right where they're looking. And the exact moment that someone is trying to find someone to call, and that's what this is going to do for you. I've been doing this a long time. I've talked to people that have used Angie Leads, which is kind of the combination of HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. I talked to people years ago who used HomeAdvisor, and even before it was called HomeAdvisor, you go back 10 or 11 years, it was called Circus Magic. And I talked to business owners using that service. So I know that it's a shared lead. You get a lead, but your competitors get the same lead. Sometimes you get the lead after someone else does, and you try to call the number, they don't even answer. You don't have to deal with that. With this, the calls come to you. So you've already got someone on the line, living, breathing human beings who are calling you, especially if they see that custom website. They're calling because they want to hire you. So it's a really high conversion rate. And again, it's not just meant to pay for itself. Obviously, it's going to do that, but it's going to offset the cost of Angie. It's going to help you, you know, to kind of stabilize the business. I know as a young company, you've got hidden expenses or unseen expenses, unexpected things coming, popping up. This is going to keep your phone ringing. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on the first page. Now, keep in mind, this has a social media campaign component to it. We're actually going to pay $100 to Facebook every month out of that $249. That's about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. You might have heard or even experienced it yourself, or maybe your wife has. You do a search on Google, the next thing you know, it pops up on your Facebook page. It is not a coincidence. It's targeted marketing. It's going to work for you, too. Someone who searches on Google for debris hauling, junk removal, when they go on their Facebook page, residential or commercial clients will see you there, reinforcing the fact that they still have to call somebody and, of course, that it should be you. So it's going to get you more phone calls, and it's really going to help you to grow your business. Of course, everyone who finds you on Google or Bing or even Facebook, that is someone who can use your services again down the road, of course, recommend it to friends and family. It's a young company, so, I mean, it's not your fault, but in traditional word of mouth might not yet be that reliable factor driving you new business. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. So it's going to help you to grow your business down the road. We keep it month to month for a good reason. We earn your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Well, it sounds good. We were just all the talking that you were doing. And we're convincing that we're going to go ahead and do it.
So is it SNB Junk Removal Solutions with the LLC included? Is that how you want the business to be branded? And the and in this case is simply the symbol, the ampersand, not A and B spelled out, right?
Yeah, just the thumb.
Got it. And strong hands, honest work. The current website, and tell me if you want us to do it or not. I mean, we can use that same domain and build a custom website for you at no additional cost. Would you want us to do that?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll use that same exact domain. Now, on the Angie profile, I see there's a physical street address. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Your business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer and no one ever does come to you, right? That 2025 Chief Street, that's not like a showroom or brick-and-mortar location that you would want the public to know about. Is it your residence?
Yes, it's just service-based. It's already
it is
also.
It is, okay. Yeah. So, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They certainly don't expect you to maintain a storefront, and, of course, they wouldn't want someone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even that zip code of 77807. And then, of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. Tara kind of said Brazos and surrounding counties. We will talk to you in detail about exactly where you want to be found. If there are places even close to home that you don't really want to go, you can tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted. Now, I know your first name is Salvador, and I know your wife is there as well, but Tara never did get your last name.
Aguilar.
Aguilar? Is that A?
Yes.
G-U? U,
I-L-A-R.
I-L-A-R, okay. And then I was looking on the website. What is a good email address then, either for you or for the business? It can be a personal email. That's perfectly fine. Just on the website, we don't show it. If it is a business email, it would be listed physically, and it will be connected to a contact form. Now, most of the time, you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. If they fill out the contact form, you'll actually get an email and a text message. What is a good email address, then, either for you or for the business?
Okay.
SB Junk Removal Solutions at Gmail.
So basically the name of the business is SB Junk Removal Solutions with an S at it at the end, and then at gmail.com. So we can definitely put that email right on your email, on your website, if you say. And then, of course, like I said, most of the time the customers call you, but they may fill out that contact form, so you'll get an email and a text. And we do use also to contact you regarding your account, phone, text, and email. Did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, any of those, all of those?
Text.
Text preferred. Okay.
Yeah.
Text preferred is by far the most common response that I get for the service-based businesses. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule the follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained expert technicians will speak with you in detail, again, about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about the business, etc. You don't necessarily have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, and that's to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, just another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are affiliated with S&B Junk Removal Solutions, LLC, we might ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more important, if you get any phone calls from someone that identifies themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know that information. And if they can't give it to you basically immediately, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. And by the way, if anyone ever calls you to tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us, and you wouldn't want to speak with them. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet name.
Pet's name. And then
yes.
What is the answer?
Pinto.
Did you say Pinto with a P?
Yes. P-I-N-T-O.
P-I-N-T-O. Gotcha. Okay. I get to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then, Salvador, I know that your wife is there as well. We definitely want to have both of you as authorized points of contact. Either of you can answer, but what is your wife's name?
Her name is Belinda.
Is that B-E-L-I-N-D-A?
Yes, sir.
Is it the same last name?
Yes.
So Aguilar. And then is there a good contact number other than yours for Belinda?
832.
Mm-hmm.
525-1693.
So I have 832-525-1693.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the initial investment of exactly $249, again, there's no setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It will be Master.
And is it your name on the card, the business
yes,
name?
Sir.
Okay.
No,
is
it's
it
my name.
First and last, any middle initial?
Let's see. It's just first and last.
First and last. You said it was
no,
the last.
No, but we have an initial. Hold on. Yeah, Salvador S. Aguilar.
S like Salvador, right? Not S like Frank?
Yes.
Okay, S.
Yes.
Salvador S. Aguilar. You said it was a MasterCard, right? That should start with a 5.
Yes.
They all do.
Yes.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5275
1502. Okay.
1290.
Yes, sir.
3595.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's going to be 330.
3 of 2030, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
662.
So 662, 662. I've got marker 03 of 2030 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5275, 1502, 1290, 3595?
Yes.
And does that show up
and
the home address?
No, actually, it's going to be... Hold on. It's my old address, but I haven't updated this course, us new to, 3722 High Country Drive. Area code is going to be 77808. And that's also in Bryan.
It's 77808?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a flat rate, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we're, of course, reducing the cost of the service, and that we're actually going to include that website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Aguilar, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
S&D, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, S&B Junk Removal Solutions, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that, with the LLC included. And again, the ampersand, or the symbol for the word and, not A&D, spelled out. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Your name?
Either
Salvador.
Okay.
Oh, Salvador.
Uh-huh.
Aguilar.
And you're the owner?
Yes.
Co-owner? Okay. And as the owner of S&B Junk Removal Solutions, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And just for clarity, for the sake of the recording, I also have Belinda Aguilar, who I believe is the B. Together you guys are S&B, Junk Removal, so I know you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that MasterCard in your name, Salvador, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both Local Splash and from your potential customers. Mr. Aguilar, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of Angie, and there is no direct conflict there. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all of the content we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for something that we're already providing for you. And, of course, even more important, perhaps, it's our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Aguilar, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. No, right now, like I said, we're just starting off and
right.
We're just trying to keep it. If you would have called before Angie, I think we would have gone with you first.
You know, that's my preferred response. But again, it's not exclusivity. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We just want to make sure that all of your information is accurate. We do what's called a NAP NSW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll use that domain, but create a new website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, as part of the verification process to get you recognized on Google and Bing, we may require certain documents. We do request that we receive those documents in a timely manner. They may include things like licensing or like a photo of your business card, obviously not just for your website, but to make sure everything's Google compliant. We will ask for photos of tools and equipment, photos of your service vehicle. I know there's not like a physical workplace because you work out of the truck and work from home. Google's usually fine with where you park the service vehicle when you're not using it for work for that one. And it doesn't have to be everything on a list that you're going to get in a minute or so here, but anything you send our way certainly does help us to kind of satisfy Google that you're a real active business in the local area providing these services. And we kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days. It's fair to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit those items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, again, with all of the reductions in the cost, the new business rate, waiving the setup fee with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm just going to go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it's never going to go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever, the calls come to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, and of course, the Facebook ads are included. And in this case, we're also going to include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd day of the month and that same exact reduced rate of exactly $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, we will take a look at the client interview calendar. Hopefully, we can schedule that follow-up call with you even today. We will typically do our client interviews first day, second day, third day, so getting it done today really expedites things. Days 5 through 7, that's when you have full access to your client dashboard, 24/7 access, and the reports update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. And, of course, that's when all of the directories are submitted, so there's something for us to track. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days for both your website and your Facebook ads. The Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website to be completed, and in my experience, as long as you can send us photos in a fairly timely fashion, we do get that website done usually in about 7 to 10 days. Now, whether it's 45, 60 days firing on all cylinders, kind of listed throughout your entire service area for all of your services, keep in mind anything and everything can be updated. So if you want to expand your service area, if you want to expand your services, you can let us know. We would always do that for you at no additional cost. You'll actually have access through your client dashboard, your tracking and reporting, and then some. You'll have access to a website editor tool. So you or your wife can make changes to the website on your own. And, of course, whether you make those changes or just want us to take care of everything, there's never any additional cost for that. Now, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we provide continuous updates, reporting, and, of course, customer support. Now, with any form of advertising, of course, we do want you to give it a fair chance to work. The first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. Now, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked.
You can also pause it. If you do end up getting more work than you can handle, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, although I don't think it would be necessary, you can, in fact, pause the service seasonally. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. Now, keep in mind that all that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Salvador, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a welcome email. It's kind of a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, et cetera. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes. Give me a second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day unless they receive the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that information by way of email in about a minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, are you going to want to be found, like on Angie's profile, it says Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And at this point, are you taking anything other than, like, cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Venmo, Cash App,
Zelle.
Zelle, yeah, okay. So Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, not currently PayPal, right?
No.
Okay. And then what about credit cards?
Not at the moment.
Okay, perfect. And then... let me pull up the client interview calendar to see what is available today. We'll certainly try to get you kind of scheduled at a time that works best for you. You don't need to be in front of a computer. We do schedule by the hour, but we schedule every half hour, so appointments do overlap with other agents. Let me see what is available. Ooh, it looks like we're booked out for today, the rest of today. But tomorrow there's a 10 a.m., there's noon, there's 4, 4:30, and 5.
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday's probably going to be pretty wide open. So, yeah, anytime between 9 o'clock and the last one at 5, just about even every half hour in between. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or even late in the day?
How about 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock. Let me see. We do have 1 o'clock, so we can schedule from 1 o'clock to 2. The call typically takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. So at noon on Wednesday, an hour prior, you're going to receive an automated email reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 1. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. Now, you're going to receive, like I said, a couple of different emails. Looks like, you've already received one, which is good. It's the one that I wanted you to look at, but the welcome email should be sent out in a minute or so. One that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You'll get that one too. And again, with that one, you don't have to send us everything, but anything you send our way is definitely going to help. But the one email that you did receive is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it's going to say, hello, Salvador. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yes.
Okay, so click on those two words. It's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. This is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through what starts as a blue field. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. But, of course, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. You'll be listed on Bing as well. Of course, you're going to do the Facebook ad, Siri on a smartphone, etc. So you'll see three boxes towards the bottom. We want you to click all three, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer, and then, of course, the third one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you do have all three boxes checked, click in the longer box, and you can either copy and paste or type in your name. It does want the middle initial of S in there, but not a period after the S. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. You can copy and paste it. It does need to be case sensitive for at least your first name. But once you've got even an exact match of Salvador S. Aguilar, click the confirm signature. That does actually a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. It looks like you might have already successfully submitted that, in which case you're most likely looking at a login page asking you for your username and your password. You do not need to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by email and text confirmation that it's active. You'll also receive at that time your username and your password, or at least a reminder of what it is, because it is already on your welcome email. The welcome email has been sent already. It is important not just because it has our client support information on there, which you already have. Most of our emails have that information, but your welcome email also has your login credentials for your client dashboard, which is, again, your tracking system and everything else included. So your username is fixed in our system. You can't change it, but we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code's included, but just numbers. There's no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So that, of course, makes your username 979-574-6418. Your default password is thebing, T-H-E-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password, though, as much as you like. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm going to make sure that I send out that calendar invite.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, sure. Your welcome email has all of this information, but your username is 979-574-6418. And the Bing, T-H-E-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. But if you try to put that into the system now, it's just going to give you an error message that we are still trying to set everything up. So, like I said, that's just our automated system thinking you're trying to log into your account, which your account hasn't even been set up yet. Like I said, receive confirmation by email and text when the account is, when your client dashboard is active. And then I'm going to send you right now that calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're really excited to get this going for you. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. I actually hope that I am in between phone calls tomorrow when our client interview technician does call you. Now, the number that we're speaking on is the best number for that follow-up call tomorrow. No, we're going with Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday. Sorry about that.
Wednesday, yes.
At 1. And is it just going to be you, or is Belinda going to be there as well?
Yeah, she's going to be here too. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that in the notes, and I do have both of you as authorized points of contact, so either of you can call us, and we'd be happy to speak with you, and if we can't reach one, we'll probably try the other, but we do have both of you on file here with both of your phone numbers. Other than that, I want to say I appreciate you. Welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you. Thank you for your kindness and for your patience. And like I said, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you. Now, it might be right at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Might be a few minutes after. Like I said, it's kind of a one-hour window for a call that really only takes about half or maybe two-thirds of that time, about 30, maybe 40 minutes. But we'll reach out to you on Wednesday. We'll get everything going here for you. And I really appreciate you guys.
Okay. And your name was?
Oh, yeah. My name is Paul. I'm going to send you my contact information. My toll-free is the same as the client support, just my extension is different. Mine is 746, but I'm going to send that to you as well. Feel free to call my extension. I'm almost always able to respond to a voicemail within a half an hour. There's some cases where it might take me an hour. But if I am in between phone calls, I'll just answer that phone. It rings straight through to me.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you, and you guys have a great rest of the day. We'll be calling you back on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too. Thank you both. Belinda, Salvador, you guys have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.